Hey, everybody. It's the Charlie Kirk Show. KBJ, the judge who wants to be a justice, shows what your country will look like on CRT. That and so much more. Email me directly, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support our show, go to charliekirk.com/support. Email me directly, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. At Turning Point USA, you guys can go to our Young Women's Leadership Summit, tpusa.com/YWLS. You guys can come to our tour, Arkansas, Auburn, University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Berkeley, Boulder, and UC Fullerton, tpusa.com/tour, and start a high school or college chapter today. Be on the sidelines no longer at tpusa.com right now, tpusa.com. Email me directly, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For personalized loan services you can count on, go to andrewandtodd.com, the wonderful andrewandtodd.com. Wise people make the complex simple. Unwise people make the simple unnecessarily complex. When I think of a wise person, I think of someone like Benjamin Franklin, who, of course, wrote the Poor Richard's Almanac. Benjamin Franklin was a Renaissance man, one of the most impressive human beings ever to live in the history of the world. From inventions that we take for granted today, to the unveiling of the modern-day post office, to the discovery of positive and negative electricity, Benjamin Franklin pioneered some of the phrases that we use quite often, such as, well done is better than well said. Benjamin Franklin had another quote that many of us would use time and time again, which is, of course, fools multiply folly, or the noblest question in the world is, what good may I do in it? Benjamin Franklin would say, early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Benjamin Franklin had wit. He had wisdom. A modern example of someone that had the wisdom of Benjamin Franklin in kind of the more judicial setting would be Justice Antonin Scalia. Even people who hated Scalia's constitutional interpretations and his politics believed Scalia to be wise. He worked very hard to make complex ideas simple and digestible to the everyday person. The great Rush Limbaugh was someone who was able to make things that seemed disconnected from one another all of a sudden make sense to the everyday American that was not in the business of politics or in the business of news. Unwise people, however, make something that is very simple, that does not need to be talked about very much, into an unnecessarily complex situation. People who might have credentials and are overly educated but are not filled with wisdom, and of course we know where wisdom comes from. Wisdom begins with the fear of the Lord. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Unwise people think they are being smart or intelligent when things that a kindergartner or a third grader can understand and grasp, they all of a sudden need to give a two-hour speech as to why or why that might not be the case. No better example of someone who is making the simple complex than someone who wants to be on the United States Supreme Court. The unwise individual of Ketanji Brown Jackson. Ketanji Brown Jackson was only chosen because of her melanin content and her chromosomes. And unfortunately, we now see that if it was a competition or a running or a selection based on whether or not someone understood very basic principles of human existence, Ketanji Brown Jackson never would have been selected. Now, very simply stated questions that we should be able to agree on as a society have all of a sudden become needlessly complex and divisive, as the New York Times would say. So, for example, simply stated questions such as, what is a human being? When does life begin? Or what is a woman? All of a sudden are met with kind of repulsion, and they're too intimidating. In fact, the foolish zealot of Ketanji Brown Jackson is almost taken back. She's offended that you would ask such questions. In Cut 55, you'll hear Senator Marsha Blackburn, who asks a very simple question out of the person who wants to be on the United States Supreme Court. This is not a trick question. This is not trying to set Ketanji up. This is not about asking about her beer consumption like they did with Brett Kavanaugh. This is not asking whether or not Ketanji Brown Jackson was a gang rapist when she was in high school. This is not about whether or not she had journal entries of where she was on some summer night when she was 17 years old. No, no, no. This is a very simple question. It's a question rooted in something that does not take too much pondering. You do not have to go get a doctorate degree to be able to answer a question. But the unwise, remember, they make the simple needlessly complex. Play Cut 55.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
Not in this context.
So
I'm not a biologist.
The meaning of the word woman is so unclear and controversial that you can't give me a definition?
That's Ketanji Brown Jackson, who's a federal judge, by the way, who wants to be on the U.S. Supreme Court, who almost is offended just asking, I'm supposed to give a definition of a woman? I'm not a biologist. Okay, well then, the next time Senator Blackburn gets a question, this is how she should ask. Ketanji Brown Jackson, or Judge Jackson, what is 2 plus 2 equal? And she'll say, 4. Oh, okay, so you can answer basic questions. You're not a mathematician, but you can answer question 2 plus 2 equals 4. Then she'll say, let me ask you a question, Ketanji Brown Jackson. Since we're all here kind of seemingly with no end praising the fact that a black woman is going to go on the Supreme Court, are you a woman? And if so, how do you know? Or are you only a woman because people say you're a woman? Merriam-Webster says a woman is an adult female person. Merriam-Webster says a female is being of a sex that has the ability to bear young or produce eggs. And so very simply, Ketanji Brown Jackson could have said, well, a woman is someone who has XX chromosomes. And that answer would have been sufficient. But instead, she refuses to answer the question. In fact, she almost has a condescending, like, I'm so offended that you would dare ask me something so complex. I mean, it's almost as if Marsha Blackburn said, Judge Jackson, can you please take out a piece of paper and prove to us mathematical zero? Judge Jackson, can you please list the laws of thermodynamics and the mathematical proofs behind them? Judge Jackson, can you please chart for us the entire history from Copernicus to Galileo of the heliocentric theory of gravitational pull of the Earth? Now, that would have been a little unfair. That's not exactly what she's applying for. It would be sort of important when you have a judge on the high court to be able to agree, or not even agree, state what a woman is. She refuses, by the way. She doesn't even give it a try. Like, I'm going to just give it a stab. Now, why would Ketanji Brown Jackson be unwilling to do this? I actually think Ketanji is not very smart. I wish she was. In fact, she's probably going to get confirmed on the Supreme Court. I'm rooting for her intelligence. In fact, we've been unable to detect any. It's too bad. So, and maybe we really do need to see her LSAT scores. When you get on the Supreme Court, it's probably important. But it's also Ketanji Brown Jackson knows that there's a deeper political game at play here, where she's been given very clear instructions, and why she might not be wise and she might not be intelligent, she does remember some of the instructions she's been given. I'm going to tell you what those instructions are. We are now at a moment in America where someone who wants to be on the United States Supreme Court, who is a federal judge, cannot answer the question, refuses to answer the question for senators that might vote for this person. I can't even say her, because is Ketanji a woman? We don't know. She won't tell us. She doesn't know, or they won't tell us. RockAuto.com is a family auto parts business company founded by automotive engineers over 20 years ago. They had two goals: give customers direct access to all the information hidden behind the traditional parts store counter, and make auto parts affordable so cars of all ages can be kept reliable and fun to drive. Today, RockAuto.com ships thousands of parts from hundreds of manufacturers to millions of customers all over the world. RockAuto.com's online catalog keeps expanding, but remains remarkably easy and fun to use. Their prices are always reliably low, and same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. If you need to replace just about any part that wore out, got smashed, or fell off, RockAuto.com is the place to go. Get the correct parts to maintain your car or truck at RockAuto.com. When you check out, write Kirk in their How Do You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. RockAuto.com, promo code Kirk. Such simple questions Ketanji refuses to answer. It's because, of course, she went to college. And at college, there is no fear of God, so there is no wisdom. So she's supposed to be this really smart person, when in reality, Ketanji Brown Jackson is a fool. If you can't answer what a woman is, you shouldn't be a teacher, a police officer, let alone on the United States Supreme Court. But that is kind of the pattern that we're putting up with right now, which is the tyranny of these zealots without wisdom. I would pick any plumber, electrician, welder, or member of the muscular class to be on the United States Supreme Court against Ketanji Brown Jackson. And I would just love to hear the answers from people that work with their hands to say, hey, what's a woman? What? I have to answer that? I mean, come on, it's pretty obvious. Instead, now we have the very simple being made complex, and we have to put up with this. And you don't, actually. You don't have to put up with this. You're allowed to say, this is stupid. In fact, this is one of the strategies of the academics, is they try to make you feel dumb because you think obvious things are true. And Ketanji almost, she's like, I'm not a biologist. Now, Ketanji Brown Jackson was also asked in Cut 60 a very simple question. Again, so the standard of what she should have to answer is more than just a job interview. This is to be one of the most nine powerful people on the planet. This is not just to be some sort of desk worker or a secretary, someone who answers phone calls. Now, this is someone who's going to have an incredible amount of power over the future of our republic. She's young, too. She's very young. This is not even to be a federal judge. This is to be a Supreme Court judge. So some people say, oh, they're being unfair to her. Really? If you can't answer what a woman is, in fact, you are repulsed by that question, and then you can't answer when does life begin? I think it's probably time to take a time out and ask the Democrats, what do you think she can answer exactly? Play Cut 60.
When does life begin, in your opinion?
Senator, I don't know.
Ma'am?
I don't know.
Wow, she's really not smart. I mean, I deal with college leftists that are able to actually navigate that question better than her. I mean, I deal with apparatchiks that are 19 years old that come to our events, and I ask that very same question, and they're able to squirm themselves out of it. And they say, well, it depends on what study and what expert. I mean, even that would sound better than just kind of the blunt, I don't know. Not a lot going on up there. But the one thing that she does remember, though, is she received very clear instructions from her handlers, who thought that the whole country would be talking about the Ukrainian war. And this is tied together, by the way. The Biden team, I think, that was running this entire confirmation the last couple weeks thought that no one was going to be talking about Ketanji Brown Jackson's nomination, and she was going to glide through, and everyone was going to be applauding, and Lindsey Graham was going to kind of say, I'm all for you. And actually, it's not the case, thanks to Josh Hawley, who kind of pierced the silence with the child pornography revelations and a unified conservative movement that has a, let's say, a better nose for BS than I think we've even had 5 years ago. I think the Biden team is super confused. They're like, why are people so against her? But if you look at this, I mean, she can't say when life begins. She can't say what a woman is. But she received very clear instructions from her handlers, whatever you do, under any circumstance, do not offend the alphabet mafia. Do not irritate our base. So if she said what a woman is, if she said, well, a woman is someone who has XX chromosomes, or she says a woman is someone like I who can produce eggs, ooh, that's a big power violation. She would have a revolt on her hands. AOC would be protesting her. The Democrat base would be splintered. So she had to make a decision in that moment, and her handlers told her, if you're asked about biological reality, squirm your way out of it. Because if you actually answer it, then all of a sudden the Democrat base that doesn't believe in biological reality might falter. No matter what, you need your base. You need Bernie Sanders, you need Elizabeth Warren, you need all these people. Isn't it like Women's Empowerment Month or whatever sort of crazy thing is going on this month, right? Female Empowerment Month? Yeah. Well, what's a woman? I don't know. I'm not a biologist, says the person who's about to be one of nine who will determine the future of the American Republic. Now The Economist, financial magazine and newspaper, has said the stock market lost over $1 trillion so far this year. You heard that right, $1 trillion. Facebook has fallen out of the top 10 of tech stocks, and all the markets have the jitters. Like you, people are really worried. Except those with gold and silver as their backup plan. They know that with precious metals in their IRA, they'll be fine. Noble Gold has thousands of clients who have safely invested with them. Most heard an ad like this and called the experts, not a call center, but specialists who will give you your options. And for the month of March, with any qualified IRA above $20,000, you get a 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin or a 5-ounce American the Beautiful silver coin for anything over $50,000. You know what to do. Call 877-646-5347 now to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com, noblegoldinvestments.com. Did you ever think that someone who is trying to become on the Supreme Court, someone who's a federal judge, doesn't even, like, answer it incorrectly, just refuses to answer it and so dismissive about, I'm not a biologist, I can't answer what a woman is? So let me get this straight. How could someone who can't even define the word woman be the first black woman to sit on the Supreme Court? Better question. How exactly is she going to interpret cases around women's suffrage? A pretty important topic that faced the United States Supreme Court over the last 100 and 150 years. How is Ketanji Brown Jackson going to interpret cases around Title IX? How about the Civil Rights Act? If she can't define what a woman is, or she won't tell us what she thinks a woman is, how are we going to expect her rulings around the topics of women to be decided? We shouldn't actually put up with this. I'll be very honest. This is so outrageous. The media is really afraid to attack Ketanji Brown Jackson because she's a black woman. They're like, oh, I don't want to be accused. No, it's okay to call people dumb regardless of their skin color. It's okay. We've given her multiple opportunities to answer very simple questions. And not only does she not answer them, she doesn't even try to squirm out of them. She says, I don't know. I mean, it's not like I'm trying to be on the Supreme Court. These very simply stated questions do not require overthinking. So I suppose another question here, though, is where does this come from? Well, KBJ, Ketanji Brown Jackson, is what your country looks like on critical race theory. KBJ is your country on CRT. KBJ, Ketanji Brown Jackson, is an embodiment of the tyranny that we currently live under. She's an ideological, unintelligent, yet confident fanatic who is so dismissive that you might even ask the question of what a woman is. And so when she's not even able to answer simple questions on biological reality or the natural law that anchors the Constitution, then how can she possibly be prepared to defend it or the purpose of the Constitution? The answers from KBJ, outside of the fact that she won't answer the very simple ones, such as what is a woman, reveal a distaste for our structure. How will KBJ ever decide a case on a woman's right to choose? How will KBJ ever decide a case on affirmative action if she can't tell us what a woman actually is? So she wants to be the first ever black woman on the Supreme Court, yet she won't even admit that she's a woman. And of course, the media is playing along. The New York Times thinks like this is awesome, like, whoa, she's so smart. She's at such another level that she won't even play the game of answering what a man and a woman is. Brilliant. No, actually, that's a mark of the unwise. The unwise person takes something that makes sense and makes it complicated. So we've bashed against CRT a lot here on this program, and we're going to continue to. What do you get when you start to platform and implement critical race theory into every single corner of American society, in your corporations, in your schools? Your children and your grandchildren are going to have to take orders from people like her. And what's amazing is that she kind of has an attitude, too. You look carefully at some of those videos, she kind of just, she's like, what? Why are you asking me such a question, Senator? She feels entitled to this position. Why wouldn't she? It's not like she got this position based on her qualifications. It's not like she was selected because of her amazing rulings. Of course not. And most Republicans are treating her very carefully, because they don't want to have MSNBC say this is racist. And in fact, they're already saying that. There's article after article. For example, Vox.com. Josh Hawley's latest attack on Ketanji Brown Jackson is genuinely nauseating. Abrakian from News.Yahoo. It's Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court moment, but the GOP wants to whine about the past. It goes on and on and on. And they basically are saying, there's one of these articles here where it says, if you dare ask questions of Ketanji, you're a racist. It's like, oh, okay. So doing advise and consent of the U.S. Constitution of a candidate who happens to be a black woman violates racial norms. And so there's also another wrinkle that is being revealed of Ketanji Brown Jackson, which is not only is she not bright, which I wish she was. I wish she was smart. I do. I don't like calling people dumb. I don't like to make a habit out of it. But when you're on the Supreme Court, I'm sorry. We're not going to treat you the same way as if you're just some kind of random pedestrian on the side of the street. We're not going to do that, actually. In fact, I'm not going to put up with it. We're going to be brutal. We're going to be honest. Like, no, you're about to be one of nine in a private room that's going to determine whether or not we can own firearms. You're going to be one of nine in a private room that's going to issue opinions of whether or not we can go to church. You're going to be one of nine in a private room of whether or not life in the womb actually matters. So no, I'm not going to like pretend and play the game anymore. And you shouldn't either. Like, well, she has some good credentials. Like what exactly? Trying to issue sentences for pedophiles and help them out? Reduce sentences for pedophiles? What are her qualifications exactly? Well, the Washington Post has a graphic where they say, well, she's super qualified because she went to public school. So did I. Do I got a seat on the Supreme Court? Ketanji Brown Jackson is not just someone who has been selected based on her immutable characteristics, but she's also a vengeful radical. She sits on the school board of a school in Georgetown. We're going to get into this story that outwardly pushes the worst aspects of CRT. And KBJ is only here because of the outcome of Floydapalooza, this hyper-racial conversation we've had in our country. And then if you're not even allowed to ask her about any of this stuff. But she has a distaste for America and the American Constitution. Ketanji Brown Jackson is a cultural pyrotechnic. She wants to see America no longer in the shape or the condition that it's in. She won't answer whether or not she supports court packing. She won't answer whether or not she believes the original Constitution intent is pure and virtuous. So let's just get to some sound here. Let's go to the one where she was asked about court packing. Actually, no, let's go to this one. Senator Kennedy, when does equal protection of the law attach to a human being? This is a rather simple question. This is someone that anyone who is involved in kind of legal understanding should be able to answer, especially the first black woman. Well, we don't know if she's a woman or not because she won't tell us what a woman is. Play cut 59.
When does equal protection of the laws attach to a human being?
Well, Senator, I believe that the Supreme Court, I actually don't know the answer to that question. I'm sorry. I don't.
Okay.
What do you know exactly? So this is a pretty important question, actually. When does the equal protection of the laws attach to a human being? So basically, Senator Kennedy is asking Constitution 101, do you believe in Brown versus the Board of Education? Do you believe in the promise of Martin Luther King? And he's asking for a reason because of the new CRT regime of which Ketanji Brown Jackson kind of wants to be the czar of. And it should concern everyone that someone who can't define what a woman is and also can't define what equal protection means is a federal judge in the first place, let alone wants to be on the United States Supreme Court. I can define equal protection pretty well. It's the ruling of Brown versus the Board of Education. It's separate but equal is wrong. When is it to attach to a human being? It attaches perfectly to a human being. That every single person has a moral obligation to the equal application of the law. That force from the government cannot be used in a discriminating or stereotyping way against an individual based on the color of their skin, their ethnicity, or their gender. But if you don't believe in genders, then maybe you don't believe in equal protection. And this just goes to show the arrogance, the pride, the hubris of the entire left-wing regime. They thought she was going to waltz through this. They thought, hey, Russia-Ukrainian war, we go put her up. We'll prep her just not to kind of step over anything. Instead, this is turning into a five-alarm fire for the Democrats. Mark Kelly and Raphael Warnock and the people at the top of the entire Democrat regime that are now up for re-election, they're going to have a tough time explaining to their voters if they vote for this arsonist of the Constitution. It'd be one thing if she was able to describe and able to navigate. She's not very articulate. She isn't. What does that say about our country? What are our universities producing? They can't even answer the most fundamental questions. Hey, everybody. Towels just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, Mike Lindell at MyPillow found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. He found the best towel company right here in America. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They are all made with USA cotton, and they come with a MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. It's a six-piece set, two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths, made with USA cotton. They're soft yet absorbent, regularly $109.99, not $39.99. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Enter promo code KIRK. Call 1-800-875-0425 for these great radio specials. That's MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener square, MyPillow.com. We're going to get to more sound there. Play cut 61. Senator Hawley asking about why Jackson has a soft spot for child predators, for pedophiles. Play cut 61.
Judge, he was 18. These kids are 8. I don't see in what sense they're peers. I've got a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 16-month-old at home. And I live in fear that they will be exposed to, let alone exploited, in this kind of material. I don't understand you saying to him that they're peers and that therefore you were viewing sex acts between children who are not much younger than you, and that that's somehow a reason to only give him 3 months. Help me understand this.
Senator, I don't have the record of that entire case.
Yeah, she doesn't remember all the pedophiles that she's helped out. I mean, there's so many. She can't keep all the pedophiles straight. My goodness. What are you trying to get on the Supreme Court? I mean, there's just so many pedophiles that she's helped get out of jail that she can't keep. It's like, wait, was that the pedophile that raped the little girl or the pedophile that was the one that stole all the pictures off the computer? And by the way, Ketanji Brown Jackson is totally unprepared, but she doesn't have to be prepared because the regime of CRT she thinks is going to protect her. That if you dare try to get too intense or harsh against her, she'll play the race card. I'm a black woman. I get whatever I want. It's so unhealthy for our society to live under this garbage. We live under the tyranny of name calling, that if you dare ask pointed questions like, when does life begin? What is a woman? What is equal protection? And why did you let a child predator off easily? And she doesn't answer any of them. And then all the people in the media go and do the defense for her. Let's go to cut 76. She did justify one of the pedophiles that she let off easily. Cut 76.
He presented all of his diplomas and certificates and the things that he had done and argued, consistent with what I was seeing in the record, that this particular defendant had gotten into this in a way that was, I thought, inconsistent with some of the other cases that I had seen.
Continuing on that theme, she has to make excuses for all this on her child pornography distribution leniency. Play cut 79.
We are going to treat a person who's distributed 1,000 a lot worse, because that shows that this person is really engaged in this really horrible behavior. In comes the internet. On the internet, with one click, you can receive, you can distribute tens of thousands. You can be doing this for 15 minutes, and all of a sudden, you are looking at 30, 40, 50 years in prison.
Good.
Cut.
Good.
I understand.
Absolutely good. I hope you are.
To do.
Yeah, exactly. Good for Lindsey Graham. You're exactly right. And by the way, this entire line of thinking that Ketanji Brown Jackson is putting forward, she's like, it's only for 15 minutes and then you get 50 years. That's not fair. We know that that's not the case. This is a pattern of behavior. It's categorically illegal in every way, shape, or form. What a just perverted and dark stance to take. This is the best that the Biden White House has to bring up to the United States Supreme Court, all because Biden said he wanted a black female to go on the Supreme Court, all because of that. So because this is what happens when your country's on CRT, you even start to entertain the diversity, equity, inclusion agenda just a little bit. This is what you get. You get a country that will be less free. You'll be governed by these fanatics that don't understand anything. We have a society that was structured on meritocracy. Clarence Thomas was chosen and selected because he's wise and he is wicked smart. Ketanji Brown Jackson never would have been chosen by any president if it wasn't for the push of the hyper-racialization and the intentional division of our country. E pluribus unum is on every one of our coins and currency, out of many one. Ketanji Brown Jackson doesn't even know what E pluribus unum means. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me directly, freedom@charliekirk.com, and support our show at charliekirk.com/support. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.